Being 4 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting of the Board of Fire Commissioners of the Cotuit Fire District for the purpose of reviewing the draft of fiscal year 17 budget. For the recording, my name is Tom Hadley. And
Commissioner Pisano present.
Commissioner Pisano is present. Is anybody recording? Mrs. Cates is recording. Ms. Cates. We also have with us today the fire chief and a member of the Prudential Committee, Mr. Stan Goldstein.
Okay. How you doing, everybody? I'm your fire chief, Christopher Olson, and I'm here to present the draft budget and to have a meeting on this to explain any concerns or any thoughts. We have given out a draft to Stan Goldstein as well as Amy Cates in our district just to verify and just to let them know that this is a working progress. It may change just because it's a draft. So we may have many revisions on this draft. So your numbers may not be accurate as we go along throughout the rest of the year. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that. Thank you. Okay, so I did present the draft to you folks. And what we could probably do, if you would like, go line by line. Okay.
Yep.
It's easier for me to use my computer. Okay. So, as you can see, it starts out with the labor and salaries. As you know, the budget is to be presented to the Prudential Committee by March of this fiscal year. For the next fiscal year, this is FY 2017, and in the budget we do have labor and salaries, we have maintenance, we have operating expenses, and we have special appropriations. And there's a one line item for miscellaneous as well. Those are the four items that we need to fulfill according to our bylaws, Cotuit. So the way we started is the fire chief salary. And there's an increase of 3% on the fire chief's salary on FY17. And then as you go down, you could see the account number 5113 is the fire chief's salary line item. And then after that is 5120, and that encompasses all of our firefighters, lieutenants, and paramedics and EMTs. Except for the call department. The call department has a separate budget line item. So as you read down, the next one is a lieutenant / paramedic, and those little WS is William Sergeant, and it just gives the first initial and the last initial of the name. And hence, it keeps me organized in when I'm looking at the budget for the line items to know who we're talking about. You will see some increases in here from FY17. There's basically roughly roughly $12,000 of increases from step increases to educational increases that our firefighters have had in the past. So you'll see contractual increases, educational increases. You will notice, I'll just go right down the list. I don't need to probably mention every single one, but I'll look at the increases. You'll notice on line number 9, which is, Ty Anderson, you'll have that as $58,150.
I have that on line 10.
Line 10, okay, that's fine. I must have added a line here somewhere on mine. But it's $58,150.88?
Yes.
Okay. That increase is, that's going to increase when he finishes his test and he's scheduled to test out soon. That will, if you skip down to the line item that says firefighter paramedic JA, which is John Amento, that has him at $63,965. We are going to swap those two because John is not actually making the $63,965. He's making EMT pay plus his educational as of right now. Because when we hired Mr. Anderson, he was supposed to come into his spot. So as soon as that switch is made, we will make that switch inside the line item, and we can certainly do that anytime. Okay, the other increase that you will notice is where it says firefighter paramedic Shane Clark, probably on what, line number 13 for you?
15.
I'm going the other way, sorry. 15. That's where it says 69,000 on FY17
right.
versus 63,000.
Right.
That's an increase. That's due to he matriculated into a program to get the 72 credits approved, and that allows him to move up his pay to the 10%, I believe. You know, according to the union contract, the educational increase. So as you go down the list, there is no other differences and changes. Those were the changes that I mentioned.
Excuse me, there is one other.
Mm.
Paramedic PE, line item 12.
Yep, contractual increase. You have step increases, even though that they don't have a contract, or they're ratifying the contract with you folks. They still are allotted the step increases. He came out of the academy. He finished his obligation as firefighter 1 and 2 certified, and he is a certified Massachusetts certified firefighter. He was at 80%. Now he's at 100% contractually. Okay, so I believe now there is no different changes on there, all the way down to the administrative assistant at $16,000. And the total being about a $12,000, it's actually $11,958.64 difference of an increase. And again, those are contractual increases, step increases, educational increases.
And these are all based on the
union contract,
the existing contract.
Affirmative, yes. Okay. As we go down, the next, what you see, where it says 5124, incident full-time at $65,000. That number is for our incidences that our firefighters come back to for overtime. From 5124... all the way down to 5150, that is considered pretty much overtime. That is what our 12 firefighters have for overtime. You can literally put overtime in that whole bracket, but we break it down so we know where the money is going, so we understand where it's going. And it's going into recertifications for our firefighters, off-duty training for our firefighters, recruit training for our ones that need, there's actually Ty Anderson needs for recruit training. Vacation coverage, sure, God bless you. Sick coverage, personal coverage, holiday pay, longevity pay. And there is one injury, as you see, there is nothing on injury. And then there's union leave and emergency expenses, and FT stands for full time. And then other FT, and that's 5150. That only has $10,000 in that. You will notice that one in your appropriation sheets, I see, Commissioner Bassano, you have your appropriation sheet to your left.
Yes.
If you could please look at 5150 in that line item, and I'll explain something so that we can maybe get an understanding of something here.
Yeah, I had already calculated that 80% of that line item for budget year 15 has already been expended.
Yes.
I was curious about that.
Yes. Right. Those, since we don't have this line item which says injury full time, as you know, we have three firefighters on line of duty. And to bring in, we have in our contract person for person to hire back. So we are down a quarter of our department, which is huge. And that, as you know, will eat up the budget, and that's where that line item is being spent. We don't have any money for injury like we used to. That's an old line item that we've never gotten rid of. We probably could get rid of it, or we could keep it in there and add money to it from the other FT if you would like. It's up to you on what you want to call it, because we used to have, I don't know what the percentage was of money we had in that account, but that was meant for firefighters that were going to get injured, or firefighters that do get injured, rather. And why that has changed is because we have insurance on these folks. Do you recall that we get $1,800 a week from VFIS for those injured firefighters to offset our cost of the overtime? However, I want you to make a note of it. We do not receive that money. It goes into the general fund. So if we received some of that money, it would have helped. It would help us offset that one that you're concerned about, that 5150, and that I'm sure the district members are concerned about as well. I'm hoping they're more concerned about our injured firefighters than the money that's costing us, but that's what it is. Okay? That gives
so,
a little explanation.
So even though there is reimbursement from insurance, it's not going to offset this in our budget.
Remember, we have to pay. We pay 100% to the firefighter that's out injured, their regular salary. Then we also pay for the firefighter to come in to cover that person at overtime rate. You know, as you can see, we have three firefighters out, and that's costing us from $3,000 to $6,000 a week extra. You know, it's really costly. We try to keep our firefighters without, and they try not to be injured either. So hopefully they will not be, hopefully they'll be coming back to work soon.
Chief, when I was reviewing these from 5124 through 5150, well, right through 5150,
mm-hmm.
I was looking at the appropriations through mm-hmm. January 14th
mm-hmm.
on that last sheet that had been put out, and there's quite a bit of variability in the percentage at approximately halfway through the fiscal year. Most of these items, except holiday pay, are running below 50% expended. Holiday pay is close to 60% expended already. Is that a typical pattern, that holiday pay clusters early in the year?
Yeah, we have six holiday pays in the beginning, and then we have five, so it's 11 total holidays. And it depends on if those injured firefighters now are on those holidays, where now they get double time and a half or triple time, or, you know, it's they get their regular pay when they come in to work for these people that are supposed to be working, but they're on. We kind of get hit twice with this. So the firefighter's out on line of duty. Another firefighter comes in to work that overtime shift, and that's time and a half, plus his regular time, their regular time, so plus the loss of the money that we're giving out to that firefighter that's injured.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like three times, yeah. Yeah. it's tough. It's tough. So that eats up the budget fairly quick. But, yes, you will notice that there may be some increases in there that we didn't see, like the educational increases, because just please recall that your educational increases are affected on your overtime as well. Now, only half of our people are allowed to use that. The other half are not, because they were hired at a certain time that the educational benefit is not for them.
Right.
As of right now, the educational benefits basically cost us roughly roughly around $20,000 for five or six people. And that's not counting the overtime every time they come in. You know, that's just what their percentage would be. You know, it's 10% roughly is $5,000-something. You know, just again throwing numbers that are pretty close, but they're roughly just in my head right now. I'll have to look at it more in depth.
And could you tell me line item 5128, personal coverage, which has not been significantly tapped?
Right. They usually wait. They, being our firefighters, usually wait when they need that. They don't need they try to use their vacation time first before they use that personal time. They only have three personal times each, and so they usually wait to the end of the year to actually use that, because they cannot carry over the personal time, but they can carry over the vacation time. So 48 hours only to carry over. So they usually wait towards the end of the year to really say, okay, I need it now for some personal reasons.
And under, I think I'm jumping ahead.
That's okay, please.
The very next line item, 5140.
Okay. Yep, 5140 to 5155 is your call firefighters. This is your budget for your call department. This is not an overtime budget. These are your salaries and for your call firefighters. Now, we only have seven. We had originally, when we started, 12, and now we're down to seven. They matriculate out to go to the departments. We had Niall O'Brien that just left us this year to go to MMR. And God bless you. And we wish him very well and a wonderful and safe career. He was a great asset to us to be had here at Kituit Fire. We're going to miss him definitely. But that is your salary. So we have 5140, which says additional staffing, and CF obviously stands for call firefighter. We did have in FY16 55,500 because we had so much more firefighters. We actually had 14, I think, at that time, not 12. And also, we also worked them when we had years past. We hadn't changed that line item in the past. We used to work them full-time, pretty much, when we had people out or when the contract allowed us to do that. It was that last negotiation, the last contract, they got that out of the contract, so now we can't utilize our call firefighters to work shifts. Now, that doesn't say that the fire chief can't say, okay, call firefighter Pisano, you're going to work today 10 hours. Can you work today 10 hours for us? That'd be great. We can put it as we got to word it differently than what it says in the contract, but we will word it something that we allow them to work. As long as it doesn't take the position of a full-time member to be hired, then we're in our rights to do that.
Right. And I reading the current status of that line item correctly, that none of that 5140 has actually been expended so far.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. That's why we dropped it down. If you see the next year, 25,500, or actually 26,000. There's a drop in that.
I see, yeah.
And we're dropping that this for two reasons. For one, we're dropping it because we're not utilizing the call department as you know, day shifts and night shifts to work. We're also dropping that because we've lost about seven or so call firefighters for matriculation reasons, and so that brought that number down. As well as we looked at the amount of times our call firefighters can come back with them working their full-time jobs. It's tough. In the past, bosses used to allow people just to go ahead and go. It doesn't happen anymore. It's a different change of society on how our call firefighters are working. So that's something to think about in the next few next two or three contracts, or the next two or three years rather, that we need to think about what are we going to do with our call department, and how do we utilize the call department? Do we need to change to utilize these call departments? Because the numbers are saying that we don't utilize them, is what it's saying. And that's something that we ought to think about, hence the reason why we drop the numbers down. In that same thought process, on the next line item where you see 5141, where it says incidents of firefighters, those I call firefighters, they come in. We dropped it from 37 to 25. And again, we had the storm the other day. We hired two call firefighters for 24 hours. So they came in, and that was the only two that could take it. Mm-hmm. And there was one full-time member that came in, so it worked out. It worked out very well, so we were covered in our storm coverage. So we dropped that number down. Now, you know, we probably could, on the next line item, 5142, EMT recertifications, we probably could drop that down slightly, maybe $2,000, and I'll make a note of that to look at the number. I haven't looked at that. That number was the certification. Every 2 years, they have to do so many hours for EMT recertifications, continuing education classes, and also go into conferences like the EMS conference, emergency conference they have at Falmouth Hospital puts on, which is an excellent program at, what do we call it, that hotel, Seacrest, the Seacrest in Falmouth, North Falmouth. It's a great conference. They get 6 CEUs, certification credits to their EMT, and they have to do so many of them to re-up their certifications every 2 years. And that's what that money comes in, right? They're $10,000. $10,000 over, you know, 5 people is quite a good chunk of change. So we probably could drop that. You know, I'm just trying to look at what we spent in the past, but it's hard because we had 14 before.
Right.
There's quite a bit, you know. So I'm looking looking at the numbers on that. But I'll make a note right now to look to see if we can, you know, possibly lower the number.
5142 also bundles training pay for call firefighters.
Yeah, that's the training pay when they come in for drills, and they come in because we do fire drills. Don't forget, we not only do EMS drills, but we do fire drills. Also, they get to go to the fire academy, the state fire academy. They can go to the national fire academy. And those programs at the National Fire Academy, Emmitsburg, which we would love to see those call firefighters do that, they are 2-week classes, so you can see how much that would eat up. But, you know, they usually do, like, weekend classes because they usually work in Monday through Friday. So we can certainly look at that and possibly lower that, too, as well.
Okay. That covers this first page, right?
Yes. The next page is on maintenance. So that basically what we just covered was our salaries for our fire chief, our full-time, our administrative assistant, our overtime through all the different coverages, pays that we do, like holiday pays and stuff like that, and callbacks, and our call department. Our next page starts out with maintenance. And as you can see, the maintenance is going through. We're looking at $80,500. There is nothing changed there. I just questioned line 5246. I did not put any more in that line item. That's maintenance vehicles. I am very concerned with engine 263. And you'll see that in the appropriations, the asking for extra money for that to do rehab on engine 263.
Right. Again, when I looked at these line items compared to current appropriations, the 52, 43, and 45 are both significantly drained at the midway point of the year.
Agreed.
Was this the wall reconstruction project?
Yeah, no, because we did not do the wall reconstruction. We were going to, but we decided not to. It was more than we thought. It was close to $8,000 by the time we said and done with everything, with permits and the electrical and you know, bringing it up to code. So we ended up doing a half wall, and we since now asked them if they could take those back. It's just not working. We thought it would be great, but no, it didn't really work out well. So you might see a bump of $1,000 or so in there, but what we did was we painted the house. The sheriff's department came in at no cost. However, you know, materials cost money. Also, to feed the inmates cost money, you know, and stuff like that, too, as well. So some of that money came out of that. We did the lines, the parking lines, and we blacktopped the asphalt parking lot, both up and down, actually just down. We replaced doors that had daylight coming through it, which was an issue of safety and also for being cold now. So we replaced all our doors. So they were all replaced. They were all metal doors that were actually, you know, looking pretty tough. They were put in 1980. I can't remember, 80, I think 87 was their build out. 87, 88, 89. So we replaced the doors. So that, as you can see, that you need a contractor to come in here to do that. Also, we've had a real hard time with our HVAC system leaking into our house, into our firehouse downstairs. It's just an old system that was put in the 1980s. Even though at that time it was a really good system, it's just you know, 20 some odd years old. I mean, you know, it just goes through and it's commercial grade. So we're looking to, you'll see that again in the appropriations, we're looking to look at these items that hopefully will help us with this line item that we won't spend so much. Mm-hmm. And we did a new floor in our house, in our firehouse, especially the pathways. The rooms we did not do, we left the carpet there. But all the pathways leading to the rooms are now that laminate floor that looks like wood, but that should last 20 plus years, you know, so hopefully mm-hmm. longer. So it was quite a bit in that we spent this year for the house, trying to get it up to snuff. Yeah. So probably that's the why you see that.
Right.
Okay, so as we go down, the line item 5248, I just want to bring you up to speed with that. You see this $14,000. That was a increase, quite a bit of increase we did into FY16, and now we kept it the same in FY17. And the increase was due that we needed to outfit our firefighters with a second set of turnout gear, and that's your protective clothing. The protective clothing is roughly about $2,200 a piece, and as you can see, the $14,000 doesn't even cover our firefighters. And that's not even counting if there is any damaged goods that we would have to send back. This stuff is, some of it is under warranty, but, you know, with our, what situations we go into, there could be a lot of issues that happen with the gear. So, you know, we try to keep at least $6,000 or $7,000 in there for turnout gear to replace one or two. As you know, and if you don't know, when our firefighters go into a fire, obviously they get hot and wet, the gear does, and our firefighters do, and it becomes dangerous because it loses the heat shield that it has. So that's something that we try to, that's why we're looking at getting a second gear for everybody, because it's the prudent and appropriate thing to do for our firefighters to keep them safer. So when they do come out after they do their job, if we do have another incident, at least they can grab their second set and let their first set be cleaned with all the hydrocarbons, which are toxins, and they can have a clean set to go if we have a second set. So we're working on that. We're mm-hmm. working on replacing each one, and like I said, it's about $2,200 plus the boots. The helmets is the same, so it's not too bad.
I have a question on line 56, 5250. Mm-hmm. For the call firefighters?
5250, okay.
For the maintenance of the uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
Is that taken into consideration, the people we've been losing?
Yeah, we don't, we know that our full-time members have $700 a piece. Our call firefighters really do not have a contract with us. They're at will, basically, employees. So we try to do the best we can with our call firefighters. Remember, our call firefighters really don't cost us much, you know, in terms of things. And I try to be fiscally responsible to the district. But, you know, the $5,000 for, you know, seven people, yes, that, you know, we could probably lower that slightly. But that's their uniforms, their, you know, some of their turnout gear, too, as well. That's to get them up and running, to get a firefighter to come in the door, like a call firefighter come in the door, and we give them a packet full of stuff, of clothing, it's $1,500. And then you're talking $1,500 for their Class A's after a year that they're on with us. And that's appropriate for them to go and it's actually low. It's about $600 or $700, not $1,500. But it depends on if we need to get badges for them. If we do, then we have to pay that extra money to go up front with them. So, you know, no, that's a good question, though. We probably could look at that. I'm going to make a note and look at that and cost out each firefighter again. I'll call the representatives, like Puritan Clothing, Regency, and all those wonderful, and Vance Embroideries. Okay. All right. And the, so going down the list, you know, obviously the uniform full-time, the $10,000, that's contractual for the firefighters. And then working your way down all the way, it's still $80,500. It hasn't changed this year.
Chief, when I was looking at the last couple of items against expenditures, is quite a spread with some of them that I don't understand the billing or the expenditures cycle.
The
communications, we're halfway through the year and we've expended approximately 25%.
That communications is line item 5275, where it says 911 dispatch?
74. No, 5247.
5247.
And
let me look at 5247. Yes, communications. That's to do with all our portable radios. They're $3,000 to $4,000 a piece. And also our smaller radios. I call them small, I shouldn't say that. 400 radios. We have 800 radios, which is high frequency, and we have low frequency, which is your 400 radios. One's a redundant system, a backup system, that's your 400 radios. They're fairly cheap, the 400s versus our Motorola's, the one I'm wearing all the time. You're looking at $3,000 or $4,000 right here, just sitting here. Each firefighter has one. It's a safety issue to have. So when they go down or when they break them, or you know, that's $3,000 or $4,000. So if you look at that line item, doesn't really cover much, but one. We have ordered enough to replace. But that money there is just if we needed to get a radio tech in here to hopefully fix what we have broken. So it's not really much in that line item.
But consequently, there's not a steady flow of expenditure. It's episodic.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's hard in the fire service, as you're going to see, to predict because, you know, this year we could have 30 storms. Next year, we could have zero. We could have three firefighters out like we have now. Next year, we could have none. I mean, you know, so it's hard to, you're always looking at the last year's budget, this year's budget, and then maybe 2 years and 2 years forward. It is one tough dance you do with this budget, you know, and it's and we try to keep it as close as we can without have to ask the district for extra money because it kind of, I feel like last year we had to do that. I was very upset. It was my first year that I ever had to ask for money here. And we dropped the budget, so I'm mad at myself because I dropped the budget too low, and I shouldn't have done that. It really is not a guessing game. We're doing a well-educated guess, I would say. But you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen from this day to next. The protective clothing, we already went over, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So then we go down the whole line items, and that basically stayed the same. The next, I'm sorry, is everybody all set with maintenance?
Yeah.
Okay. The next round is operating expenses. And the operating expenses, obviously, is just like your home. You know, your electricity, your heat, your vehicles, your training reimbursements for full-time, training reimbursements for call, your telephones, your dispatch centers, the communications, the internet service. We have honed that down pretty good where we haven't changed that in about maybe three or four or maybe five different line items. We've changed some of the things, you know, to increase like legal services from the past. But other than that, we've pretty much stayed true to the prediction of those costs. Those don't fluctuate as much as the other ones above us. we have more of an eye on those. We can focus on those. We kind of got a good read on what those bring.
Mm-hmm. I had some questions in that first set of operating expenses.
Sure.
First question is, in terms of our electricity, we're right about expended about 50% of the budget at the midpoint of the year, which makes sense. But I don't know this, and I'm curious. Do we have any option to consider getting one of these solar companies to use roof space for panels that would reduce our budget?
Sure. Sure, we could probably make some money on that, actually, believe it or not. We have a Conrad here, Cape Cod's Kituit Solar. That it'd be an expense up forward, but once you get that expense paid up forward, I've had friends that do this that are making money right now.
And there are also, with no capital expenses, there are programs that are, I don't know if they're available for commercial or governmental buildings, but I know they're available for private buildings where there's no upfront cost. You don't save as much, but you get an ongoing savings.
We can certainly look into that. I mean, that's a great idea. Especially we have a person in our district that does this.
I'd question the roof in that house, the way it's so chopped up.
Mm.
You've got very little southern exposure.
Mm. I agree.
I'm trying to do the same thing at my house. Everything's east and west, and my problem is doing the same. So we'd have to certainly look at the square footage of what's
available
up there.
Yeah, what's available, that's true. You know, that's something that, but you know, we certainly can look in. I'm going to make a note and call the solar company.
If somebody survey it, it'd be all right.
Mm. That would be kind of neat. I like that thought. Okay.
And if we can go to the next line item, 5212, the heat bill.
Yes.
The question I had is that when I looked at expenditures, we are, so far, have expended less than 10%. For the midpoint of the year on last year's budget. What's the billing cycle on this? Are we just...
No, that's pretty good. We, if you look in the past year, if you look at your appropriation sheet on line item 5212, right?
Right.
5212...
Year to date, we've paid under $600.
Right, but if you look at the expenditures of last year and the year before, it's $5,471. So we're pretty much close to that 65 mark. You know, you see if you follow it all the way across, there's your averages right there. You average that out, and you're looking at $5,200. If we have a bad year or whatever, and and we have to keep that heat going for whatever reason, that may bring that price up for heat. You see where I'm looking at?
I see the number. I'm not...
Last year we spent $5,024. The year before that, we spent $5,471.
Right.
And, yes, we are coming into this colder. Believe it or not, we've had a mild winter, even though we had that wonderful storm. But it hasn't gotten it was 40-something degrees today. It was 51 yesterday. So
no,
the heat,
no complaints.
The heat's not on for that reason. However, it will be on as soon as it gets colder. But we will. We average usually about $5,200 a year on that, and we keep an extra, a thousand extra in there just in case
sure.
We have a bad winter.
I have the same question about the next line item, which is vehicle fuel, because again, we've only expended about a quarter of the appropriation at the midpoint of the year.
That's also referencing, we changed too. We do have COM with our fuel for our vehicles. They have the tanks that we can utilize. But I also got a gas card for each vehicle. So if they say they go to South Shore Hospital with a transport, obviously, they can't fill up at COM, so they're filling up on the way. So we got a gas card, and that gas card is a WEX card, so you save 10%. So I'm seeing a decrease in that. However, let's look at the years past once again.
Right.
5213 gives us last year we spent $9,075. The year before that we spent $12,900. Mm-hmm. So once again, we're looking at in that same area. You know, we're you know, if you average those two, we're looking at $10,000 maybe dollars and roughly, and we have $12,000 in the account. Once again, we're using that now. What happens if we have major incidents that we, you know, that we need to use our trucks for our fuel? So again, you know, we're looking at, you know, $1,000. Maybe we could take away from that. You know, maybe we can drop it. But it's yeah. At the end of the day, I hate to ask for money if I, you know, I don't have to. That's what got me. That's what got me last year. Unfortunately, I'm upset about that. I had a good record going here. And if you look at all these, I really do an average of last year and the year before, mm-hmm. and I really average it out to look to see if we're in that ballpark, you know. And of course, when we get these appropriation sheets to you folks, and the treasurer gets that to us, you know, I look at that and make sure that okay, we're on target, like you're saying, you know. We're at 50% of the budget, and here we are, 50% of the budget. Great. And that's good.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything to be addressed about the training reimbursement?
It's $1,000 per firefighter for 12 firefighters. Is that the 5116 you look at?
5115,
yes. Yeah. It's $1,000 per firefighter. On that, so there's your $12,000. That basically we got 12 full-time members. So there's your, it's contractual.
And our expenditure to date on those are both well below 30% to date. Does that cluster at the end?
No, it doesn't. It's up to our firefighters. Some years they do a lot of training. Some years they don't use that benefit. You know, and it really is up to them. Of course, we encourage our firefighters to train as much as they can. That's why we allotted them $1,000 to go train. But sometimes, you know, like again, okay, we have three people that are injured. Those three might be our trainers that go out and do a lot of training and stuff too. So they're not using that money up right now.
Okay. On 5270, if I can just keep
keep on going.
We've already expended 73% of it at the midpoint of the year for telephone. I'm just curious, what telephone service do we use?
We use Verizon telephone service, Verizon landline, as well as wireless. That's included my phone as well as a phone for the engine and a phone for the ambulance. And so there's your cell phones. And then you have your landlines. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4 landlines at the station. So those are the cost of the landlines. Now, and there is some cost. I think that you'll see it down here. Let me see where. Actually, that's included in that. It's amazing how much the data costs. We have a lot of hotspots, I guess. I guess they call them hotspots. They're for to use your data in the computers for your ambulance services. So when you go on, you have laptop computers in your ambulance, and we're noticing that it's costing us a lot more. It's like $30, $29.99 a month for that hotspot. But those hotspots we need, so if we need protocols, if we need whatever in the ambulance, if we need to submit or post our incident to the hospital, it's there. So it's an expense that we haven't had in the past, but we're in the age of computers, and that's certainly an expense that we're using. So yes, that line item, I've asked that line item actually to increase, but I've been asked not to increase in the past. So I don't ask anymore, and I just go for what it is. And we always go over that line item, always, pretty much. We spend more than what we have.
Yeah, we also have internet, right?
And we have internet, yes.
Who provides that?
We do.
No, I mean, what company, what vendor?
Comcast.
The reason I'm asking is because I was wondering about, with Verizon providing the landlines, those lines could also be provided through the same Comcast connection.
Like a bundle. Yeah, we looked into the bundle. It's not an incredible savings, but
okay.
Yeah, we did look into that. But, you know, we can certainly entertain that. Maybe they've changed something. They've always tried to get us Comcast Business. They're trying to get us to do their bundle. But we just haven't, you know, I haven't gone forward with it.
The next item, 5275, the 911 dispatch, we've already expended the entire year's budget on that.
That's a salary for Comfire to have our dispatch there.
So they raise the rates?
Yeah, they would let me know ahead of time. They know what my budget is, so and they do not increase. The deal is this: they do not increase unless they go through myself as a fire chief.
But we're gonna be double this then, right? What was
37.5 is what you're looking at, right, for 9/11 dispatch,
right?
That right there is going to stay 37.5. That is our, it's not so much like an increase for a person. That is what they charge us to have a person there. They have their own person. That person is going to be there for us or not for us. They're still going to have that person there. This is what they charge us for the services. Now, we had asked to go, well, I had asked when I first got here, because I never used another fire department before. I used the Bountiful County, and Bountiful County was going to offer it to us for $25,000. That was a significant savings, because this was $55,000 when I first got here. So we lowered it from $55,000 to $37,500 just because they didn't want us to go anywhere, because they know that was a little bit of a cash that goes into their coffers as a general fund.
Right.
They're not even, I found out it doesn't even go to their dispatch. It just goes into their general fund. So that's their service to us. It's a great service that we have. It cost us $37,500. We now drop the ball so much on the sheriff's department that we can't get in there right now because it's full. So it's a shame. I certainly didn't drop the ball. I wanted to move, but the different board that I'm looking at right now had asked me not to. So I said okay, and that was a savings of quite a bit. You know, so.
But we prepay basically for the year. That's why.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. It's a fee.
It's like a contract.
Yep. Right. It's a fee. $37,500. It used to be 55 something.
Yep.
So we played a little bit of hardball with Com, and they dropped it for us because we were going to leave. And unfortunately, now I don't have that. I don't have that in my pocket anymore because the sheriff's department is fairly full right now. He's trying to get more seats, and if he does, then I'll be coming to this board and asking.
Then we'll have some bargaining.
Yes. Then we'll have a bargaining chip again. Yes. But, you know, just note that the infrastructure is going to cost about $38,000 plus first. So not only do you need the $37,500 or the $25,000 that is contractual with the sheriff's department, you would need the $38,000 to get our infrastructure up and running with the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. Everything costs money.
Big time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legal expenses, $35,000 going down. Professional expense, that is mine. I'm going for my master's degree, and that's what I'm using, and which does not cover the cost totally. It's an $18,000 program, so it's a one-year program. It's not going to cost, but that's all right. Administrative expense is... the $18,000 for anything that's in the office to use for copy machines, printers, whatever we need, and stuff that falls through the crack that we don't know, that we can't predict, like the I'm just trying to give you for instance, like the Class A uniforms. If they're not taken out of the first year, the contract says we will give these people this amount of clothing. It's nice that it says that, but there is nothing in the budget that reflects that. So we take that out of administrative expense, and that's a good chunk of change. The physicals and PATs, we probably could lower that. However, if we are going to put a policy in effect about sick leave, and you know, moving forward with you know, a policy on you know, doing how many days. What do we call a lot of sick days that firefighters use? What is it? If we're going to do that, we're going to need some money in there to send them to physicals if they need it, and we need to pay for that. As we go down, you have office supplies, $3,500. You know, the going back to the PATs, and the PATs is the physical agility test, and the physicals are $600. The PATs are $150. So you can see one firefighter is going to take $750 right off the bat of that. So, and I got 12. So it just eats up really quick. That's when we hire new ones. Okay, office supplies are $3,500. Rescue. Fire and rescue equipment is $10,000. That's that equipment is your hand tools, things that we need that maybe possibly will break. You know, from all your hand tools to your saws to your rakes to your Boston rakes to your, all sorts of different firefighting tools and wildland fire tools. Your supplies and equipment is again $6,000. That's to repair anything that is it breaks and as equipment like your copy machines or anything that's in the house, dishwasher, wash machines, you know, there's so many things, that, just like in your regular house. Dues and memberships come under the $2,000 range. It's for myself and administrative assistant to be part of different organizations. They cost money, as well as to be, you know, to go to to go to classes like if there is anything that's up and coming for administrative assistance, HR, you know, classes and stuff like that. Also, serve safe. We someone in the fire department needs to be served safe. My membership on that ends this year. If it's not this year, it's next year. But we're taking a class in February. Both myself and the administrative assistant, so we'll have two people that are served safe. In order to serve that wonderful chili for this place, we need to have a serve-safe person. Liability. Isn't that beautiful? Yep. 150 pounds of chili. Okay, as we go down, you know, you have a big... actually, it's the same. You have a... I was going to say you have a big hole there when you're going down. That's only because I took that out. The Peninsula Committee was wonderful enough to take those... insurance package away, and thank you, Stan, to yeah. Take that away, the $12,000, $30,000, $38,000, $1,800, actually, it's actually more than that, actually. But they took that on, and we very much appreciate that, and took it out of our budget and put it in their budget. And the information technology, that $6,000 for all upgrading the computers, and anything that, the software that goes down, and as you know, that will get eaten up. I would have loved to have $25,000 to $30,000. That would be great, but that's a company. I got quoted from a company in town that would do all our IT stuff for us, our backup, everything for us, for $25,000 plus. And I'm like, oof, that's a lot of money, so I couldn't do that. So we're doing backups ourselves. We're doing it off-site, though, which is good, so we have everything backed up. And ambulance billing is what it is, $10,000. That's for ComStar. Ambulance supplies and equipment, you see $38,500.
Excuse me, Chief. The ambulance billing, I was confused. The on the appropriations, that appears, I thought, with a different number. I was going around in circles trying to find it.
5314.
Yeah, it appears as 5313 in the appropriations.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
$5,314, you said?
Right. Ambulance billing appears as $5,313 in the appropriations.
Ambulance billing account is supposed to be $5,314.
Okay, so it's mislabeled in the appropriations
sheet.
Yeah, okay.
Who does the appropriation sheet is not the fire chief, that's the treasurer.
I'll take it up with him.
Thank you. Good luck.
Be careful, guys.
Yes, good luck. He actually does a wonderful job. We're very thankful to have him, actually, and Tony as well. Okay, so going down, that's what it cost us basically to bill out, and we obviously get quite a bit of money. Well, we don't, but the district does. And ambulance supplies and equipment to $38,500. That is to do with your all your equipment that you buy when you go to patient care. You know, your IVs, your intubations, your anything that to do with patient care is in that. Your stretchers, your monitors. I mean, our monitor is $38,000. Obviously, that doesn't cover it. Well, it will cover one monitor, but we'll have $500 left. That's to buy the supplies throughout the year to resupply our ambulance and our stock room. You really need to have, for one ambulance, two ambulances, so you can restock your ambulance when you come back. So it's kind of a tough thing. And as you know, Narcan is very expensive now, and epinephrine is, just to do an EpiPen, it's like $250 a pen, and we need two, and they run out every 6 months. So it's quite the expensive feat that we do with our medications. We have 41 different medications on our ambulance, as well as various amounts of tools. We are a mini hospital, so it really is quite extensive on equipment we have. But we do a great job with that equipment. Our paramedics and EMTs are fantastic. So,
do we pay a separate charge for hazardous waste for the medical stuff?
No. We use the hospital for that.
Ah.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. We use the hospital for that. That's tailored through our Cape and Islands EMS that does a wonderful job for us being part of us. So we're looking at the total going down. Last year was 2.7 million. This year it's 2.6 million. We're looking at a $16,582.72 decrease. I'm sorry, miscellaneous. We're supposed to mention that. That's $1,000. I don't know why that is ever in there, but that's what the bylaws say that we have to have. So we throw a miscellaneous in there for $1,000. And then now the special appropriations. Now, I added...
Before we go there,
sure.
There was... Well, now I'm trying to find it. There was a 5891 prior year encumbrances.
Yes.
I couldn't find.
That's your appropriation sheet. That's not on your budget. That'd be on your appropriation sheet. That's 58. That's encumbered from last year, and encumbered money to help pay for the bills that we have outstanding that we can't close out the end of the year until all the bills are received.
Okay, so there's no way to, we don't anticipate that possibility in the forward-looking budget. That's all done after the fact when we know
where we stand. That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Good question. Okay, so we do have a miscellaneous of $1,000, and we just have to have something in there, I guess, for miscellaneous. I'm just not quite sure. I've always asked that question why we have that, but it's there. And now we have special appropriations. Now, I gave you a list still going forward. That ambulance billing and ambulance supplies, I would like to take that off of the special appropriations because we put them in as line items. It doesn't make sense to have them there, but I just wanted to bring that up to you folks if that's okay.
Makes sense.
All right. So I'll just remove, and I'm going to remove it from here, and I'll send this to you folks, okay? And thank you. And then it says new call firefighters. We are going to take that out too as well because we, again, put that up above in the call department budget. The replacement of a standby generator, we have done that already. We don't need to keep that in there, so I'm going to just discard that if I may. Okay. Now, rehab 263, that is in there. I'm looking, if you look at that, I'm looking at $50,000. We do in our appropriation sheet. If you look at your appropriation sheet on the back page, not the budget, but the back page of the appropriation sheet that you have. I know you're going back and forth. I apologize. But I just want to keep you up to speed with what I'm thinking. In that appropriation sheet, you will see on the back page, probably page 5, if you will, where it says, rehab, a 263, and I'm looking for it, and I'm sorry, I can't find it right yet. But there is a rehab in here. All right, let's see. Fire truck, turn out gear.
6026?
6026 is 55,000, no. That's our truck that we're buying right now, and we spent 218,000 already. That was the chassis. It's in here somewhere, and I just can't seem to find it. I don't know why. But there, we have a minimal amount. I believe it was like $3,000 left because we've been rehabbing 263 along the way. Again, putting Band-Aids on it, fixing the rust, putting the bands on it. That needs to be. And I would like to continue that with a line item of $50,000. If you think that's too much, let me know. But we really need to. What I'm trying to do is this. I'm trying to get that truck, and that's not going to happen until August, until we get our new truck. Once we get our new truck and all the bugs are worked out of that new truck, then my plan is to present this to you folks to see if we could rehab 263 with $50,000. I'm trying to get a budget right now set. But I just wanted to put a number down for you guys. It might be less. It might be a little bit more. I'm trying to keep it lower. But I want to bring it to Minuteman, where we have Pierce Manufacturers in Foxborough. And I want to find out what is it going to cost us to rehab this truck. And if we can do it within $50,000, we can hopefully make that truck last a lot longer than the 4 year difference that we're supposed to. In 4 more years, we're supposed to replace this truck. I'd like to get 5, 7, 8, 9. I'd like to get 9 or 10 years separate from these trucks, so that it would make sense. I hope you're following me on that.
I am.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Because these trucks are just too close together, and you know, we just asked for $550,000. I'm hoping we won't need to do that for another 10 to 15 years down the road, and that's what I'm looking for. Okay. Replace 14 radios. Where it says replace IR camera, I just want to keep that there for 1 second because for at least the time being, because I'm still looking for prices on those. We need to replace. One of them's broken, and we have one in service. And we have 2 fire engines, so I want to make sure that I'm hoping to utilize the money that we have for the other truck to get a new camera. So I'm looking into that right now. So that may go away. But replace 14 portable radios, we can get rid of that. We did that already. Ambulance replacement, as you know, I thank you so much. We replaced it already. It's a beautiful ambulance, and we thank everybody involved in getting that ambulance. Fire chief's vehicle is all done. I'm going to leave that there because that was last year, obviously. The fire truck is what you asked for, and that's for last year, so we'll leave that alone. So now we're looking at 2 new items, actually 3 new items. Again, the rehab, which is an old item, but I'm resurrecting, and a septic leaching tank, for $8,000. I was quoted by DeBarrows to, we have a problem with one of our tanks is filling, and each time they come is $465. And they're coming more frequently. So there is something wrong with the tank. It's not leaching properly, be it corroded. We've asked people to please don't put grease down the trap. Not saying that my guys do. They don't. I'm sure they don't. But over time, it's built up. Mm-hmm. So
excuse me. They don't appear on the modified sheet that you just passed out today.
Those are not on there?
Septic and HVAC.
No? Down below?
Am I missing?
Let me see. Is that the new one or the old one?
That's the new one, I think.
Let me see.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's the old
backwards.
One.
That's
yep.
The old one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. I know. That's why I said, that's why I don't like to give these out, because these are just documents that change so frequently. Okay, so the septic leaching tank is $8,000. DeBarrows gave us a quote of that, and he's just only quoting a leaching field to be put in. He says he thinks that's going to take care of the problem.
As opposed to a new solid tank.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's a whole brand new system, then we're looking at $30,000, $40,000. So we're going to try to get that this year. You know, we'll talk about it with you folks as we go along the budget cycle here. And the last item was the HVAC system. It's been in disrepair for quite a while, about 3 years, at least by 3 years. I've been here seven, and this is my eighth year coming up. So it's been about 3 years that this has been leaking into our back room, and we need to correct that. We've had many Band-Aids on. Rusty's came by, and we've also asked Comfort Man, and also asked one other company to come in and give us quotes, and they're roughly all in the same area. So it's about $26,000, basically, to put in two new systems to go into my area, which is the top area, and the firehouse, the front, side A, I would call it, and then to go into the rest of the building, which would be side B, C, and D.
So Chief, do you know what kind of systems they're quoting?
What we have pretty much now. They're just replacing what we have now. It's HVAC units that are outside. I'm not sure what they have. I do have the quote. I can share that with you folks at another time. Yep. But I do have the quotes. Yep.
I'd be curious to see what kind of equipment they're
definitely.
For.
Yeah, they list it all out for us. My apologies, I didn't bring it today. My administrative assistant has it on her desk. Mm-hmm. Just because we're waiting for one quote left. So, yeah. But I wanted to give it to you folks now so we can start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the very end of the day, we're looking at adding up the special appropriations, adding up all four items, major items that we have in our budget for FY17. We're looking at a decrease of $519,582.70. That is what I'm presenting as of right now as a draft budget, folks. Please, this is a draft budget. I can't emphasize that enough by saying it's a draft budget. I don't want to be held to this. This is a working document for us all. People in the public, please know that. Ms. Cates, this is a draft budget. Okay, thank you. I just don't want any, backlash from this. I just want to make sure that... Thank you. That is recorded. Mrs. Kate said his big draft on there. Thank you so much. All right, and that's what we have, and we can certainly have another meeting or two. And I thank you very much for your time.
Pardon me. No. We need to vote on what we have changed. Not individually, but,
We are still at the draft stage?
Yes.
Does that require a vote?
Yes.
Okay. So I move going forward that we make approval of these changes in the draft pursuant to subsequent changes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. We close it. I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're closed at 5:10 p.m.